Welcome to the after show. The after
the,
show.
I can't remember.
How it goes. Well, this is something I just read and I think it sounded interesting. You know, medical marijuana is a thing, and that's basically how they started getting marijuana legal, by saying medical marijuana. Winston Churchill was a pretty good drinker. And when he came to the United States, we were in Prohibition. So he got around it, I think this is amazing, by getting a letter from his doctor prescribing alcohol for treatment following a car accident. That's pretty out there, I think, you know?
Yeah. Sorry, I was blowing my nose. I turned the mic off.
That's okay.
I wasn't ignoring you. Sorry.
That's okay. Well, I thought that was pretty smart thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why not? As long as we're in the study in Great Britain, I got a cute little Beatles story here. Paul McCartney, back in 1967, he forgot his passport when traveling to France.
Yeah.
This is how famous he was and still is. But he gets to the you know, border, and the agents want to know his passport. He goes, hey, look, you know who I am, so why do I need a passport? And why do you need to see a photograph of me in a passport? And
right.
Says, okay, now let him in.
There you go.
I like that. I want to be that famous. No, actually, I don't.
No,
I really
you
don't. I
you
don't.
Really don't.
No. That's why, you know, it's funny. I have a friend who, years ago, he was a very well-off man, and he said to me, he goes, he always wanted to be on the air. You know, he's always, you know, Tony, you know, and I said, no, we're not doing that. And he says, I want you to make me famous. I said, I'll make you a deal. You make me rich, I'll make you famous. Never happened. So I'd rather be rich than famous, not rich and famous.
Right, yeah.
So
got
famous,
it.
Famous fun for some people. My like I told you, my kids have said that I just had the right amount of notoriety where people know who I am, but they don't want to bother coming up to me and talking.
So that's, you're not important enough to talk to.
Exactly. That's basically right. How my son said
that's
it.
That's actually too. Perfect.
It is perfect. It's like, oh, there's that guy. Okay.
Well, yeah, that guy. I know who that guy is. Yeah, yep, good for him.
That's okay.
He's got to get up early. We'll leave him alone.
That's right. Exactly. So puppy training, today we're doing puppy training online in a little while. I'll let you know how it goes. So far he's getting there. I've got him pretty good at sit, and we have him, ring the bell when he wants to go out. We put some jingle bells by the door. And so if he wants to go out and, you know, do his business, we ask him to ring the bell first. So he usually does it by himself. It's getting here. If I could just get him to stay and stop begging at the table. And the other thing I got to work on is walking on a leash. It's so difficult. With the bigger dog, I think it must be easier. He's just so squirrely.
Yeah, I think it's, well, bigger dogs pull you, though, on the leash, right?
Yeah,
they pull and they pull, especially boss dog. You would think he's in a race. What are those races they do with the dogs that pull the sleds?
Oh, the Iditarod.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. It's so annoying. He gets low and he's digging and digging, and you're like,
at least I can pull him if I need to. But
see, there's a that's true.
Yeah.
Boss dog is very strong, and Tay Tay is perfect. She's right next to you, walks right next to you, waits
that's
for you.
Art.
If you stop, she'll stop. Like, she's amazing.
Now, did you send Tay-Tay out to get trained?
No, she's just amazing. She's a female, okay?
Okay, there you go.
Boss is not.
Yeah. That testosterone's a nasty thing. I don't care who's
really
got it.
It really is.
I don't care what species.
It really is. Tay-Tay is perfect. Boss dog is like, what? What do you want? You want kisses? I just licked my butt. Okay, perfect.
Okay, perfect. I know.
That's what I get.
Yeah, I know. God.
But he's lovable. I just love him. Everyone's always like, is he going to bite me? I'm like, no. He loves everybody.
That's nice. Yeah, like I said, I love my little guy. He's fun. I wasn't too crazy. And it's a lot of work, but, you know, he provides a lot of entertainment. I got to tell you that.
That is true. And that's what our dogs are. Because, you know, the one thing all dogs love, and I don't care, dogs, cats, whoever, they love that red dot.
Mm-hmm.
That red dot is
oh yeah, oh god,
I love that red dot. And Jason has one, and he set it on the table last night, and Taylor's never done this before. She went up to the thing, the red dot, nudged it off the table with her nose, and put it in her mouth.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
How does that work? You're talking the laser, aren't you?
Yes, it's like a little tiny laser thing.
Okay, so yeah. How'd she get it? All right.
Okay, and so Jason's like, Tay-Tay, come on, Tay-Tay, come on. So, no, Taylor, drop it, you know. And yeah. She drops it, but she was trying to turn it on then with her paws. She wanted to play with it by herself.
That's hilarious.
It was
yeah,
so
we
got
to get one because when my daughter delivered the dog to us, she had that laser, and it's just fun.
Oh, yeah.
Watch.
It wears them
it's
right
cool.
out. They go in circles. They're like, yes. And then they look for it for like hours. Where did it go? Where did it go? We always try to do that. Oh, you got it. Yay. They don't understand that.
One of my favorite things Clifford does is chase his tail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. I mean, he'll just do it for 10 minutes at a time. He'll just try to. And one time he caught it and he bit down really hard. And you had to see. He screamed.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you do? You put the laser on the hind end, and then they go in circles with that. It's very funny.
Okay. The ways to, oh, that's just cruel.
Or near the ground, and then do it in a circle. Yes.
Oh, my.
It's not cruel. It's entertaining for them. They love it.
Yeah. You think so?
No, they really do.
Okay, if you say so.
Our dogs go nuts. They're just like, wah. They love it. It's fun.
I am going to get one, though. It's fun for us, I'll tell you that much.
No, they're enjoying it. Until it's gone and they don't know where it went.
Yeah, I know.
Even if you go, you got it, good job. They're like, no, I didn't. It's still here.
I know. I had the poor guy. I had the sliding glass door open the other day, and he went through, right? So then I, closed it, of course, and he was running for something and thinking that he doesn't understand glass. Smashed right into it. I felt so bad for him. He was going full speed. I felt so terrible. So now I make sure that he doesn't do that. I mean, I felt terrible because as soon as he hit it, he went, oh, And it's, but,
thing.
He's learning. The poor guy's learning it. It's his own expense, but hopefully he'll make it.
Yeah.
He's only about 14, 15 weeks now, but he is a little cutie. Maybe that's why I'm so tired all the time.
Probably is, Tony.
It's like having a baby, I'm telling you, man. Oy. All right, that's all I got for the podcast today. All right.
Same.
All right, so catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.